Lion Square.
Makes you sense. What's around?
Hello, my name is Sandra, and I would like to welcome you to this episode of the Blind Square News podcast. Today I would like to show you the new features in Blind Square version 2.0, and I personally like them really a lot, so I hope you will find them just as useful as I. First, I would like to show you the Blind Square remote menu, which should make traveling with Blind Square just a bit safer. Next will be the sharing feature, because we can now share places with other people. We also have the new weather feature, and there's also a little change on the main screen. You can now see speed and other information there. And last but not least, I'll explain another change that is more or less under the hood, so you should notice it, but it will make Blind Square even better. I would like to show you a very exciting new feature, and that is the Blind Square remote control menu. We hope that this will help you to be a bit safer when you travel, because you can now access many important Blind Square features through an audio menu that you can operate using the music controls of your headset. Those of you who are using the Apple headset have the Apple remote near the right earpiece, and it consists of three buttons. The only button that's important for us is the center button, which does all of the functions: play, pause, rewind, fast forward, next track, and previous track. To activate play, you press the center button once. For next track, you press the center button twice, and for previous track, you press the center button three times. Fast forward is pressing twice and holding, and rewind is pressing the center button three times and holding. But as I'm talking about this, I would just use the terms play, rewind, next track, previous track, so that users of other headsets have an easier time to find the buttons on their devices. And I'm using a different remote for this podcast, not the Apple one. But the buttons on it, previous, next, and play, are just work. So if your headset supports these features, you should be able to use the menu. And before I go on and demonstrate the remote control menu, I maybe should mention that it is also possible to turn this feature off. So if you like listening to music while using Blind Square and want to use the remote to control the music playback, then that is possible too. Now let's have a look at the remote control menu. I will press the play button to start it, and then just let you hear all of the items once.
Location. Sleep mode. Look around. Around me. Start tracking. GPS info. Time. Add place. Weather.
These are the items. Most of them will be already familiar. And to activate the item that you want, you just press the play button again. The first is location, so I start the menu and then we'll press the play button again as soon as I hear location, so we can hear where we currently are.
Location. Your simulated location. Nearest crossing is Chambers Street and Broadway, distance 55 meters at 1 o'clock. You are at the Spoon Coffee Company. Address is 86 Chambers Street, New York, heading northeast.
The next menu item is sleep mode. So now you have an easy way to stop Blind Square talking at you when you don't want it. Let's try that. So I will start the menu and then press play again as soon as I hear sleep mode.
Location. Sleep mode. Sleep mode on.
And to deactivate sleep mode again, I just press the play button. And now you hear the snapping sound that tells you that sleep mode is not active anymore. I would also like to show you how to use look around with the remote control menu.
Location. Sleep mode. Look around. Look around. Coffee shop, Starbucks, to the east. Chambers Street and Broadway, 55 meters. Raid Street and Elk Street, 210 meters. Raid Street, Lafayette Street and Center Street.
Now, if I want to stop, look around, I just press the previous track button.
Street and Hogan Place, 560 meters. The look around feature has been turned off. Your simulated location. Nearest crossing is Chambers Street and Broadway, distance 55 meters at 12 o'clock. You are at Lisbon Coffee Company. Address is 86 Chambers Street, New York, heading east.
So that means that you probably know which direction your phone is pointing in your pocket or in your handbag, because it should always be pointing with the back in your walking direction. And now if you activate your look around mode through the remote control menu, you can just turn in the direction that you want to know more about, and Blind Square will tell you. And when you're done, you just press previous track to end look around. And I would like to show you a few more menu items, but maybe now that you know the menu, it's a bit annoying to have to listen to all of them again just to look at a later menu item. So there's also a way to skip through the items. That is if you press the next song button. I will now start the menu pressing the play button and then press the next track button to skip look around.
Location. Sleep mode. Look around. Around me. Around me. Starbucks. 260 meters at 3 o'clock. Starbucks. 240 meters at 7 o'clock. Equinox. 210 meters at 6 o'clock. Tribeca Health and Fitness. 140 meters at 8 o'clock.
So if you just want to know what's around you, you'd just select the Around Me item. And that will also put a lot of places into the Blind Square speech buffer, so that you could now track one of them. Let's try that, because tracking is also in the menu. Press play, and then next track to skip through the items.
Location. Sleep mode. Look around. Start tracking. Downtown Dance Factory. Downtown Dance Factory, 291 Broadway, New York is selected as a destination. 105 meters at 11 o'clock.
So now I've just...
Destination Downtown Dance Factory. 105 meters at 11 o'clock.
I've just selected the nearest place, Dance Factory, as a destination. And I'm tracking it now. And I can also stop tracking by just going to the menu again and going to tracking. And there I can stop tracking.
Location. Sleep mode. Look around. Around me. Start tracking. Stop tracking. Downtown Dance Factory is not tracked anymore.
Another menu item I find very useful is the time feature. Sometimes when you're running for a bus or trying to catch a train, then you want to know what time it is, but you don't want to stop to look at your Braille watch. So you can now do that from the Blind Square menu. I will start the menu and then press next track to skip many of the items, because time is one of the last items.
Location, sleep mode, around me, GPS info, time, 14:54.
So that's the time. Through the menu, you can also very easily add your current location to your My Places list, which can be very handy because it's very quick. So I'll show you that one too. I'll press play again and then skip forward through the menu using the next track button, because adding places is one of the later items.
Location, sleep mode, look around, around me, GPS info, time, add place. Added current location to My Places is 86 Chambers Street.
So you hear that a current address has been added.
Your simulated location. Nearest crossing is Chambers Street and Broadway, distance 55 meters at 12 o'clock. You are at Quizness. Address is 86 Chambers Street, New York, heading east.
So on the 86 Chambers Street has been added to My Places. So this is a very easy way to make this work. It just uses your current address, adds it to your My Places, and later on, if you want to change something, then you can edit the place. I really welcome this new feature, because I think it makes it a lot easier to use Blind Square in a situation where you just want to be quick or just want the short information. And I think it's great that you now have another method of getting a quick info on where you are by just pressing the previous track button, because that will perform the shake gesture. So this is how the menu works. And there are two more functions that you can perform using your remote control. And these are increasing and decreasing the blind square radius. This only works when the menu isn't active. Do a fast forward to increase the radius and a rewind to decrease the radius. I'm pressing fast forward now.
200 meters, 400 meters, 600 meters, 800 meters.
And when I release the button,
burger joint,
blind square will stop increasing the radius.
670 meters at 6 o'clock.
Let's decrease.
Chinese restaurant, Joe's Shanghai. 790 meters at 12 o'clock. Office, American Express, 600 meters. 400 meters, 200 meters. 175 meters. 175, 125 meters. 95 meters.
So now my radius is at 95 meters. So this is a very easy way to keep your hands free, not have to fiddle with your phone, but still have access to many important Blind Square features. The next feature new in Blind Square version 2.0 I would like to discuss is the share feature. It is now possible to share single points of interest that can be four square places or places you have saved in your My Places list, or it can also be your current location. It is now possible to share these with other people. If you want to share your current location, you'll go to Tools.
Tools. Button. Got alert. Select action.
GPS info.
GPS info.
And at the bottom of the screen,
button.
There's the share my current location button.
Share my current location. Heading.
And now.
Airdrop. But address. Optional comment. Text field.
Here's the screen. I will not take you through it now because we will get to it in a moment when I show you how to share one of your saved places or a place you found through a category search.
GPS info, back, but search, button.
Now I'm on the main screen again and I could do a category search. That means tapping one of the categories that I can see here that is...
Arts and Entertainment, college and university, food. Nightlife spot, outdoors and professional and other places.
If I double tap any of these, I get a list of the places that fall into that category. But I can also share a place that I've saved myself, for example.
Shared places, my places, sir.
Let's...
my places.
Let's share a place in Falkirk, Scotland.
Top of screen, Falkirk, 1081, 2 kilometers at 5 o'clock.
So now I
can go down to select a custom action.
Hear how far it's away from where I'm now.
1,000.
Let's open it.
Falkirk, 1,081, 2 kilometers at 7 o'clock.
And now we just see the normal place summary screen that we always see when we open a place, be it from a category search or my place list or even an address search.
Falkirk, one edit. Category is my place. Start tracking. Plan a route. Look up nearest address. Share this place button.
And here's the share this place button, which we're going to double tap now.
Share this place.
And now we see the same screen that we saw just a moment ago. And let's have a closer look at it.
Share this place. Heading. Airdrop. Button. Name of the place. Falkirk. Falkirk.
So that's just the name.
Optional comment. Text field.
Here
double tap to edit.
Here you can enter an optional comment that will be sent with your place. We have already seen the first sharing option that was airdrop above the optional commentary field. If you're near the person that you want to share a location with, then you can use airdrop, and for that to work, both Wi-Fi and Bluetooth have to be enabled. And of course, the recipient needs an airdrop capable device and has to have both Bluetooth and Wi-Fi active too. And now let's have a look at the other options.
Email, button. Text message, button. Twitter, button. Clipboard, button.
I think most of them are pretty self-explanatory. The clipboard button will copy the information that would otherwise be copied automatically to your email or text messages into your clipboard, and then you can insert it into any edit field that you need the information in. And I have to add that if I had WhatsApp Messenger installed on my iPhone, then we would also see that here and we'd be able to share a place through WhatsApp. Now, let's share this place through text message, and I'm going to send a text message to myself.
Twitter. Text message. Button. Alert. Send location link to open in.
Now we see another menu. Send location link to open in. Now, how this whole sharing works is BlindSquare will create a link that will, on the recipient's device, open the appropriate app. And now here you can select the app that you want the place to open in. If you select the email option, then you won't see this dialog, because then BlindSquare will copy all of the information into the email, so the recipient has all options available. But since text messages are somewhat limited in space, here you have to decide yourself. And if you're not sure what the right decision would be, I recommend that you choose Google Maps, because then the recipient will be able to open the place and it will open in their web browser, and that means they can see it on any device. Now, of course, if you know they use Apple Maps or any of the other apps that we will see, then you can, of course, also select that option. Now, let's see what's available.
BlindSquare.
Yes, of course.
Foursquare. Button. Apple Maps. Button. Google Maps. Button. Cancel. Button.
That's all. So let's select Google Maps.
Google Maps. Button. 2. Text field. Is editing.
I'm in the 2 text field now and will enter my name.
S. S. A. A. N. N. Sandra. iPhone.
Okay, now I've entered my phone number here.
Send. Button. Send using iMessage.
And I sent myself an iMessage now.
Share this place. Text message. Message received. Shared messages notification. Sandra. Shared location for Kirk. For Kirk. Safari. Messages. One in red message. Messages. Messages. One. Edit. Button. Sandra. Shared location for Kirk. Sandra. Messages. Back button. Sandra. Shared location for Kirk. For Kirk. http://denial.com/obs4b. Link. 11. 3.
As you can see here, BlindSquare uses tiny URL to save space in the text message. Now I'm going to double tap this text message to open the link.
Safari, Maps, Google.com, 10%. Double tap to show controls. Ridge Raumaker's AJ2PNG, arrow transfer, High Street, image.
Yes, High Street, that was where we were.
Map data copyright signed 2014, High Street. Howgate Shopping Center, for sign in. Howgate Shopping Center, Falkirk FK1, 1HQ,
yes,
UK.
We see Falkirk and it's the High Street, and that's actually the place that I shared. So it does work, and you can of course also select other applications if you know that your recipient can use them. I think I should mention here that the information that the recipient gets through an email is most detailed and maybe most appropriate to use if you need some help. When you send your location through email, the recipient will not only be able to open your location in all supported apps, but they will also see address information and a map of where you currently are, right in email into different Zoom levels. Also, the email will include a picture of Google Street View, and that will be the direction that your phone is pointing in. That's what the recipient will see in the Street View picture. So if you are a bit lost and need some help, then maybe you should choose the email option and then hopefully get some assistance. The next new feature I'm going to demonstrate is the weather feature. You can see weather information both about your current location but also about any other place that you can find using the familiar BlindSquare methods, for example search or address search. We thought it was a good idea to have that in there because it also helps you to be a bit safer, be it because you can see that there may be ice, or also if there's rain that interferes with some people's echolocation skills, so you can be on your way a bit earlier. And we hope that you will find it useful. Now let me show you how it works. I will first look up the weather from my current location, and I will go into the Tools menu.
Tools. Button. Alert. Select action. Weather. Button. Tools. Button. Double tap to open the Tools menu.
Temperature 15 degrees. Precipitation probability 96%. Very light precipitation. Wind speed 8 meters per second. Light rain and breezy later this morning.
As you've heard, we're already back on the main screen, and then Blind Square retrieves this information and speaks it to you. If you use Blind Square in other languages than English, then you will not hear all of this information because the site that we use just provides the data and an English description, but it doesn't have that description for other languages. So the breezy later this morning information that we heard at the end, you wouldn't have that if you use Blind Square in other languages. And now let's go to Falkirk and look up the weather there.
College and University, Absinthe, my places.
My places.
Falkirk, my places. Found Falkirk, 1008.
Now Falkirk. We're on the place summary screen and have to find the weather button.
Google, weather, show on weather.
Weather.
Button. Weather.
Temperature 11 degrees. Wind speed 5 meters per second. Breezy until this evening, with light rain starting tonight.
So again, the last sentence you wouldn't hear if you use Blind Square in another language. And as you can see, it's a bit colder there in Falkirk. And maybe I have to add that the degrees are Celsius, of course. Next, I would like to show you a new item on the main screen that's at the bottom of the screen, directly above the home button of your phone. I will touch it now and it says...
Accuracy. 10 meters. Button.
That means you can now always see how good your GPS accuracy is, which is a good thing because it can help you to decide whether your current GPS reception is good enough to save a location. Now, when I double tap this button, the information will change.
Speed, 0 kilometers per hour.
To speed.
Heading, compass,
and
north.
To the compass. And if I double tap again.
Accuracy. 10 meters.
We're back to accuracy. If you have an iPhone 4S or later, I would recommend that you have at least an accuracy of 10 meters when you want to save a location. And for those of you who don't use the metric system, that should be around 30 feet. And then there's something else that's also new in Blind Square. And although it's there, it will work in the background and you should hardly ever notice it. That is that now Blind Square downloads intersection information in the background. So it will download all the intersections within a 600 meter radius around your current location. And if you travel, of course, your radius moves and the new intersections that come into your radius will also be downloaded. Now, what's the advantage of that? Well, this should make intersection announcements a lot more reliable and they should be more on time. And this applies both to walking or to riding in vehicles. So all in all, this should just make Blind Square better, but you won't notice how it's doing it. Last but not least, I again would like to let you know how you can contact us. If you need help with Blind Square, then you can write to support@blindsquare.com. If you want to subscribe to our mailing list, where Blind Square users from all around the world help each other and share their tips and tricks, then you can subscribe to that. And it would be easiest if you went to www.blindsquare.com/help and find the subscribe information there. There you will also find links to the manual and to podcasts about Blind Square. And if you want to keep up with the latest news and if you're on Twitter, then you can follow @BlindSquareGPS. That is all one word, @BlindSquareGPS. Thank you for listening to the Blind Square News podcast. I hope you have found it useful and I look forward to doing another one. So bye for now.
Makes you sense. What's around?